This is the Centralia Boys Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Cole Altifer, head coach of the Panther Boys. And, well, Coach, four games since we've last talked to you, went 1-3 in those games. You had really tough opponents in each of them as well. You start off last Thursday against Marysville. You fall by 14 points, 63-49, and a tough four-point loss on the road at Clifton Clyde, the number one team in the league, 58-54. Hiawatha, you fall to them by 12 on Monday of this week, and then Tuesday to Axtell, you pick up a 52-45 victory. So a lot of games here as of late, but just what have been your thoughts on these last four?
You know, Johnny, I'm proud of the guys for playing through some adversity and continuing to learn on the fly. You know, it's been a tough year just in general with COVID and quarantines and reschedules and all sorts of things, but. You know, I thought the Marysville game, we did a great job of controlling the pace of the game in the first half. And, you know, for us, if we allow turnovers to define us, which we did in the second half, it threw a stretch there. And Marysville is a great team. They shoot the ball extremely well. And it kind of got away from us, in that 3-4 minute stretch, and we just couldn't recover. You know, the atmosphere at Clifton Clyde was a substate. Like atmosphere, that gym's loud anyway. It's similar to Frankfurt, and the crowds were going at each other, and it was kind of a heavyweight bout, and nobody really wanted to take control of the game and win it. And in order to get better and learn in situations like that, you got to be put in those situations. So hopefully we learned from those good games there and continue to grow and give ourselves opportunities in the future.
And, Coach, now you look ahead here. You've got Donovan West coming up in the opening round at Substate now on Friday night. That'll be on your home floor in the first round. D. West, though, they're a team that gave your guys a 39-38 loss all the way back on January the 12th. So I would imagine your guys probably have a little revenge on their mind. Is that right?
I hope so. As a coach, I think you want an opportunity to get the guys that gave you an L in the loss column. And, Friday we had that opportunity, and the first time we played D West, who's Coach Johnson does a great job with them, and they do everything he asks of them, and they play hard and execute, and we didn't really do that the first time we played them. They kind of forced us into things that we aren't us, and made us do things we didn't want to do, and we were without one of our bigs that night, so we're healthy, and hopefully we can play better than we did that night.
And really, when you look at this bracket as a whole, I know you've told me off air that you kind of like the way things shape up, or at least from the chance that your guys now kind of have a chance to get a revenge factor throughout this whole tournament if they can continue to win games. And I know you don't want to look past Donovan West. You're not going to look past Donovan West. But do your guys also just look at this tournament as a whole as possibly a chance to get some revenge games back as well?
Yeah, absolutely. At least, we kind of talked about it a little bit, but, potentially three games that, against teams that beat us. And, obviously it starts Friday night with Donovan West. And, you've got to win the first one, because if you don't get an opportunity to get the next one. And, we've had a good couple, we'll hopefully have a good couple days of practice here and put on a show on Friday.
And Coach, when you look back at the season as a whole, I know it's just been up and down, and it's been a whirlwind with all the COVID situations you've had to deal with, some internal stuff as well within your school as well. When you look back at this season, though, what are you going to remember most about this group and this team and this season?
That's a good question. I think their wherewithal and their, the way this group comes together and rises above to be good kids above all else. It's a lot of times it's more than just basketball. If we were, coaches were truly doing it just for wins and losses, that's pretty shallow to think like that. So we ultimately want to make sure these guys are good citizens and husbands and fathers someday, and brothers and nephews and grandsons and all those things off the court, because that ultimately means more to us as coaches than the wins and losses. But these guys stuck together through thick and thin, and here we are, and the first part of March into February was an opportunity to continue to play, and hopefully for our seniors we can do that for them.
Well, Coach, we look forward to seeing what you guys can accomplish here in the postseason and wish you the best of luck beginning with Donovan West here on Friday night. It's a game we'll have live on 92.1 KMZA, so we look forward to that. But, Coach, thank you for all the time you've taken out this year and the last few years. We certainly appreciate it all, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.
All right, Johnny. Thanks for your help.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, that's Cole Aldifer, head coach of the Centralia Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.